Ayrım 9.
Know them face to face.
See, my Lord Airmail, their banner. They bear not the banner of the Corsairs.
Take heart, men of Gondor. Take heart, men of Rohan.
Hope beyond hope comes to us now in the hour of doom. It is Aragorn, son of Athor, returned from the paths of the dead.
On the wind of the sea I come.
Twice blessed is help unlooked for, and never was a meeting of friends more joyful, nor indeed more timely, for you come none too soon, Lord Aragorn. Much loss and sorrow has befallen us.
Then let us avenge it ere we speak of it.
Mary! Mary, oh, thank goodness I have found you.
Oh, Pippin! Pippin!
Yes. Yes, it's all right, Mary.
But where are King Theoden and Eowyn?
They have been taken up into the citadel. I think you must have fallen asleep on your feet and taken the wrong turning. When we found that you were not with them, Gandalf sent me to look for you and... Oh, how glad I am to see you again. Oh, but you are worn out, and I won't bother you with any talk. But tell me... Are you hurt or wounded?
No. Well, no, I don't think so. But I can't use my right arm, Pippin. Not since I stabbed the... Nazgul. My sword burned all away like wood.
Well, you had better come with me as quick as you can. Oh, I wish I could carry you. You aren't fit to walk any further. They shouldn't have let you walk at all. But you must forgive them. So many dreadful things have happened in the city, Mary, that one poor hobbit is easily overlooked.
Oh, it's not always a misfortune being overlooked. I was overlooked just now by... No, I can't speak any more of it.
Yes.
Help me, Pippin.
Yes.
It's going all dark again. And my arm is so cold.
All right. Lean on me, merry lad. Come on now. Foot by foot. It's not far.
Are you going to bury me?
No. Indeed, no. We are going to the Houses of Healing.
It grieves me, Master Gandalf, that our leechcraft cannot withstand this evil.
Evil indeed it is, Yorick. And the malady lies heavily on the halfling and the Lady of Rohan. For they are fast falling down into the darkness, and a grey shadow is creeping upon their faces.
And poor Lord Faramir, he burns still with fever. Alas, if he should die. Oh, would that there were kings in Gondor, as there were once upon a time, they say. For it is said in old lore, the hands of the king are the hands of a healer. And so the rightful king could ever be known.
Men may long remember your words, Yoreth. For there is hope in them.
Hope?
Maybe a king has indeed returned to Gondor.
As the sun went down, Aragorn and Éomer drew near to the city with their captains and their knights.
Behold the sun setting in a great fire. It is a sign of the end and fall of many things and a change in the tides of the world.
Go we into the city now.
The city and realm has rested in the charge of the stewards for many long years, so I will not enter in nor make any claim until it be seen whether we or Mordor shall prevail.
But already you have raised the banner of the kings of Gondor on the fields of Pelennor and defeated our adversaries.
No, Éomer. I deem the time unripe, for although we have won a victory, it is not yet the final one. Men shall pitch my tents upon the field, and here I will await the welcome of the lord of the city.
Then, with your leave, Aragorn, I will go and pay tribute to the fallen, and look once more upon the faces of King Theoden and my sister, Eowyn.
Go, Éomer, and find ease for the burden on your heart.
Gandalf, I seek the Lady Eowyn. Where is she?
She lies within and is not dead, but she is near to death. So too is Merry Adok, the halfling, and the steward of Gondor.
What aileth the Lord Denethor, for he did not fight in the battle?
Denethor has departed, and his house is in ashes. Faramir is now steward of Gondor, but has taken grievous hurt.
Should we not send for the Lord Aragorn?
He is come.
I have come because Gandalf begs me to do so.
I did so because it is only in your coming that any hope remains for the sick that lie in this house. Thus spake Yoreth, wise woman of Gondor. The hands of the king are the hands of a healer, and so shall the rightful king be known.
Good woman, you have store in this house of the herbs of healing.
Yes, Lord, though not enough, I reckon, for all that will need them. But we do our best in this house with what we have, as I'm sure your lordship will see.
I will judge that, Yoreth, when I see. One thing is sure. For speech. Have you Athelas?
I do not know it, Lord, at least not by that name, but I will go and ask the herbmaster. He knows all the old names.
It is called Kingsfoil. And maybe you know it by that name, for so the country folk call it in these latter days.
That? Well, if your lordship had named it at first, I could have told you. No weave, none of it, I'm sure. Why, I've never heard that it had any great virtue. And indeed, I've often said to my sisters when we came upon it growing in the woods, Kingsfoil, I said, 'tis a strange name, and I wonder why it is called so. For if I were king, I would have plants more bright in my garden. Still, it smells sweet when bruised, does it not? If sweet is the right word, wholesome maybe is nearer.
Wholesome, verily. And now, Dane, if you love the Lord Faramir, run as quick as your tongue, and get me Kingsfoil, if there be a leaf in the city.
I have it, sir, Kingsfoil. 6 leaves, but not fresh, I fear. It must have been culled 2 weeks ago, at least. I hope it will serve, sir.
It will serve, Yoreth, it will serve. Pour the hot water. Now, I take the leaves and breathe upon them. When the black breath blows and death's shadow grows and all lights pass, come Athelas, come Athelas. Life to the dying in the king's hand lying. And then I crush them and cast them upon the water.
Faramir. Faramir.
My lord, you called me. I come. What does the king command?
Walk no more in the shadows, but awake. You are weary. Rest a while and take food and be ready when I return.
I will, lord. For who would lie idle when the king has returned?
Farewell, then, for a while. I must go to others who need me.
There. So it is the king. What did I say? The hands of a healer, I said.
Here is a heavy blow indeed, for alas, the Lady Eowyn was pitted against a foe beyond the strength of her mind and body. She is a fair maiden, fairest lady of a house of queens, and yet I know not how I should speak to her.
What mean you, Aragorn?
When first I looked on her and perceived her unhappiness, it seemed to me that I saw a white flower standing straight and proud, shaped as a lily, and yet I knew that it was hard, as if maybe a frost had turned its sap to ice. Her malady begins far back before this day. Does it not, Eomer?
I marvel that you should ask me, lord. For though I hold you blameless in this matter, I knew not that Eowyn was touched by any frost until she first looked on you.
I saw also what you saw, Eomer. Few other griefs amid the ill chances of this world have more bitterness and shame for a man's heart than to behold the love of a lady so fair and brave that cannot be returned.
But what can be done for her now?
I have maybe the power to heal her body and to recall her from the dark valley. But to what will she awake? Hope or forgetfulness? Or despair? I do not know. And if to despair, then she will die, unless other healing comes, which I cannot bring. Awake, Eowyn, Eomund's daughter. Lady of Rohan, awake, for your enemy has passed away. The shadow is gone, and all darkness is washed clean. You must call her, Eomund, for she loves you more truly than me. For you she loves and knows as sister doth brother. But in me she loves only a shadow and a thought. With you I leave her. And you must call her.
Eowyn. Eowyn.
Eomer. Oh, what joy is this? How long have I been dreaming?
Not long, my sister. But think no more on it.
I'm strangely weary. I must rest a little. But tell me, what of the Lord of the Mark?
He is dead, but he bade me say farewell to Eowyn, dearer than daughter. He lies now in great honor in the citadel of Gondor.
And what of the king's esquire, the halfling?
He lies nearby, lady, and I will go to him.
Eomer, you shall make him a knight of the Riddermark. For he is valiant.
Indeed he is. And the valiant shall receive his reward.
Eomer shall stay here for a while, but do not speak yet of war or woe until you are made whole again. Great gladness it is to see you wake again, to health and to hope.
To health? It may be so. At least while there is an empty saddle of some fallen rider that I can fill, and there are deeds to do. But to hope, I do not know.
Come, Pippin. Let us see how your friend fares.
Poor Merry. Aragorn, is he going to die?
Do not be afraid. I came in time and I have called him back. He is weary now and grieved. And he has taken a hurt like the Lady Eowyn by daring to smite that deadly thing. But these evils can be amended. So strong and so gay a spirit is in him. His grief he will not forget, but it will not darken his heart. It will teach him wisdom. Awake, Meriadoc.
Mm. Mm.
Oh, I'm hungry. What time is it?
Past supper time now. Though I dare say I could bring you something if they'll let me.
They will indeed. And anything else that this rider of Rohan may desire, if it can be found in Minas Tirith, where his name is in honor.
Good. Then I would like supper first, and after that, a pipe.
And when you sit in peace with your pipe, think of me.
No, not a pipe.
Never now shall I sit with you in Medusel, as I promised, or listen to your herb.
I don't think I'll smoke again.
Why not?
Well, he is dead, King Theoden. It has brought it all back to me. I shan't ever be able to smoke again without thinking of him.
Smoke then and think of him, for he was a gentle heart and a great king and kept his oaths. And he rose out of the shadows to a last fair morning. Though your service to him was brief, it should be a memory glad and honourable to the end of your days.
Very well then. I will smoke and think of him, if Strider will provide what is needed. I had some of Saruman's best in my pack, but what became of it in the battle, I'm sure I don't know.
Master Meriadoc, if you think that I have passed through the mountains and the realm of Gondor with fire and sword just to bring herbs to a careless soldier who throws away his gear, you are mistaken. Besides, I must leave you now. I have not slept since I rode from Dunharrow, nor eaten since the dark before dawn.
Oh, Strider, forgive me. I'm frightfully sorry. Oh, go at once. Oh, ever since that night at Bree, we have been such a nuisance to you. But it is the way of my people to use light words at such times and say less than they mean. We fear to say too much.
I know that well, or I should not deal with you in the same way. May the Shire live forever.
Come, Gandalf.
Goodbye for the present, Merry. And well done.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, was there ever anyone like Aragorn? Well, except Gandalf, of course. I think they must be related. And as for you, my dear ass, your pack is lying by your bed and you had it on your back when I met you. Of course, Aragorn saw it there all along. So come along and fill up with Longbottom Leaf while I run and see about some food. And then let's be easy for a bit. Dear me, we Tooks and Brandybucks, we can't live long on the heights.
No, not yet anyway. But at least, Pippin, we can now see them and honour them. It is best to love first what you were fitted to love, I suppose. You must start somewhere and have some roots. Mm. And the soil of the Shire is deep. Still, there are things deeper and higher. And I am glad that I now know a little about them. Oh, but I don't know why I'm talking like this. Where is that leaf?
Sorry, Mary. Yes, of course.
And get my pipe out of my pack, if it isn't broken. Pippin, what is it?
Well, I was just wondering about Sam and Cousin Frodo, and whether they've got a pipe to comfort them wherever they are now.
Seem to have come to a dead end, Sam. If we go on, we should only come up to that Orc Tower. But the only road to take is that road that comes down from it. Unless we go back. We can't climb up westward or climb down eastward.
Then we must take the road, Mr. Frodo. We must take it and chance our luck. If there is any luck in Mordor. We might as well give ourselves up as wander about anymore or try to go back. Our food won't last. We've got to make a dash for it.
All right, Sam. You lead me. As long as you've got any hope left, mine is gone. But I'm afraid I can't dash, Sam. I'll just plod along after you.
Well, before you start plodding, you need sleep and food, Mr. Frodo. Oh. Come and take what you can of them. And I'll have to leave you for a bit and trust to luck. We must have water or we'll get no further.
Sam, be careful.
I will. Mr. Frodo. Mr. Frodo.
What is it, Sam? What is it?
Easy, Mr. Frodo, sir. It's all right. But I'm going to have to take a little sleep, and I can't hold my eyelids up much longer. But it's not safe for both of us to sleep.
Why, Sam? What's up?
Well, that Gollum's about again. Well, leastways, if it wasn't him I spied nosing around, well, then there's two of them.
So he's still following us?
Well, yes. As if it isn't enough to have orcs by the thousand, we've still got that stinking villain sneaking about. I wish Faramir's men had shot him.
Don't say that, Sam. Please. Remember Gandalf's words. Gollum may yet have some part to play for good or ill.
Oh, yeah, that's just what I fear, sir. That the part he'll play will be for ill.
This is madness, Sam! We're right out in the open now.
Well, no matter. There's nothing to hide from yet a while. And one good thing, at least, we've seen no more of Gollum.
Sam.
What, Mr. Frodo?
Look. There. Oh. Ahead, on the road. Torches coming towards us. I knew it, Sam. We've trusted to luck, and it has failed us. We're trapped.
Well, it seems so. Well, we can but wait and see. Oh, if only they are in a hurry and we'll let a couple of tired soldiers alone and pass by.
Hey, you! Get up! Come on, you slugs! This is no time for slouching! Deserting, eh?
No!
Not thinking of it! Up you get and fall in, I'll have your numbers and report you! No! No! Not at the rear! 3 miles up! And stay there! Or you'll know it when I come down the line! Now!
As Frodo and Sam faced this new peril, the captains of the West met in Aragorn's tent on the field of Gondor.
My lords, you may triumph on the fields of the Pelennor for a day, but victory against the Dark Lord cannot be achieved by arms. Whether you sit here to endure siege after siege, or march out to be overwhelmed beyond the river, you have only a choice of evil.
Then you would have us retreat to Minas Tirith or Dunharrow? And there sit like children on sand castles when the tide is flowing?
No. I still hope for victory, but not by arms. For in the midst of all these policies comes the Ring of Power. And if that is destroyed, then Sauron will fall, his power will crumble, and he will be maimed forever. He knows that the ring has been found again. And he knows, too, that if we have found this precious thing, there are among us some with strength enough to wield it. Do I not guess rightly, Aragorn, that you have shown yourself to Sauron in the Seeing Stone of Orthanc?
I have. I thought the Eye of Sauron should be drawn out from his own land.
That you have done. And now he is in great doubt. And his doubt will be growing even while we speak here. His eye is now straining towards us, blind almost to all else that is moving. So we must keep it. For therein lies our hope. In wisdom or great folly. The ring has been sent away to be destroyed, lest it destroy us. This, then, is my counsel. Make war on Sauron, so that we can keep his eye from finding the ring-bearer until his quest is done or he fails in the attempt. What say the captains of the West?
As I have begun, so I will go on. We come now to the very brink where hope and despair are akin. To waver is to fall.
Aragorn speaks wisely. I have little knowledge of these deep matters, but I too will accept this counsel.
What force could we muster and lead out in 2 days' time, at the latest?
I judge that we could lead out 7,000 of horse and foot, and yet leave the city in better defense than it was when the assault began.
Then make preparations to do so, for we must push Sauron to his last throw. We must call out his hidden strength so that he shall empty his land. We must make ourselves the bait, though his jaws should close on us. We must walk open-eyed into that trap, with courage, but small hope for ourselves.
You shall not be sheathed again, Anduril, until the last battle has been fought.
So say the men of Gondor. And so, too, say the men of Rohan.
Then let us march out to meet the enemy before the black gates of the Land of Shadow. For it is there we must attack, furthest from where the ring-bearer was known to be, and thither draw the Eye of Mordor. That Frodo may yet bear our hopes and fears towards the crack of doom.
In episode 11 of J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings, adapted by Brian Sibley and Michael Bakewell, the part of Frodo was played by Ian Holm, Gandalf by Michael Horden, Aragorn by Robert Stevens, Denethor by Peter Vaughan, and Theoden by Jack May. Sam, William Nye, Merry, Richard O'Callaghan, Pippin, John McAndrew. Legolas, David Collings, Gimli, Douglas Livingstone, Faramir, Andrew Sear, Eowyn, Ellen Jenkins, Eomer, Anthony Hyde, Yorith, Pauline Letts, Beregond, Christopher Scott, and the Lord of the Nazgul, Philip Voss, with Sean Arnold, Graham Faulkner, John Webb, and Hayden Wood. The narrator was Gerard Murphy. The music was composed and conducted by Stephen Oliver, and the singer was Oz Clark. The director was Jane Morgan.